This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Third place representing New Zealand, Nicole Portius.
A proud day for Nico Portius. A surprise for many, but maybe a new star has been born here at the Phoenix Snow Park. Just 16 years old.
Well, on Sky Sport there, two 16-year-olds and two bronze medals today. It's been a magical afternoon at the Winter Olympics for our Kiwi athletes. Freestyle skier Nico Portius in the past half hour and Kiwi snowboarder Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott winning earlier this afternoon. Our team's chef de mission, Pete Waddell, is with us from South Korea. And evening, Pete.
Good evening, or in your case, sort of just after lunchtime for us.
So, Pete, where are you? At Phoenix Park? You've just watched the medal ceremony with Nico Portius getting the bronze.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Here's just the flower ceremony here. Here's the full-blown medal ceremony is back at the Olympic Plaza, about half, three-quarters of an hour's drive away, sort of the centre of the Olympic Village, and that'll be, I think his one will be tomorrow.
And what do you make of Nico's performance in the freestyle skiing halfpipe final? Because he was at second at one point, so he could have got silver. How good was he?
Oh, look, he was outstanding. He's a real master of his art. And, you know, while he doesn't go as big, you know, that's far out of the pipe as some of the other guys, what he does, you know, inside it is just superb. And for a young guy who, you know, only just scraped into qualifying, I think he was in 11th place out of 12, to turn it on today was something really special.
And what about your take on Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott? So she takes bronze in the ladies' big air.
Look, absolutely wonderful. You know, we lost, you know, three of our big-name stars before we even got here, and I think Ashley Light, high-performance director of snow sports, said, right, time for the youngies to step up, and that's exactly what they've done. You know, two 16-year-olds with bronze medals at an Olympics, just quite stunning.
How's this going down over there? Because they're only 16. They're kids, aren't they? And they're up against older, much more experienced athletes. What's happening? What's the reaction to this?
Oh, people just love it. You know, we've been in the crowd and, you know, even the two Americans came on top of us today, but the Americans come up, slap you on the back, congratulate you. People from all over the world just think it's superb to see young people out there having fun, loving what they're doing, and being superb from a little country, South Pacific, bottom of the world, but we're strutting it with the big guys.
Right, and that's a good point you make. I mean, we've been so close. I mean, even in the freestyle skiing halfpipe final, I think Bo James Wells, he got fourth, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I think that's our third, fourth of the game. So that, of course, is the worst place to be. But that's amazing. You know, we've got a few events to go. You know, two medals and three-fourths is just fantastic.
Well, yes, you look at Garcia Knight and Peter Michael, you've just been so... we could have had a lot more medals, so you believe that we can still take some?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, Carlos is, you know, in the big ear. It's probably not his strongest event, but he's at the moment number one qualifier. So there's every chance that he can put down something special, even though the competition will be fierce. And then, you know, the two speed skaters, Peter and Rowan, they've got every chance in the mass start, which is a wee bit of a free-for-all. So, yeah, let's watch.
And, Pete, what was the target? What was the medal target when you went over there?
Well, I understand it was one medal. That was what High Performance Sport said to us. We need to get a medal. And I think I made a comment, unfortunately, that I would eat my hat if we didn't. So, a couple of days ago, I was looking around for a very small, tasty hat, but I don't need it now.
All right. It's been a grand day, Pete, and congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll pass it on to the team.
Thank you, Pete. That is Pete Waddell, chef de mission at the Winter Olympics. I mean, it's a tremendous achievement, isn't it? Yes, the bronze medals. That's good. Yes, first medal since 1992, 26 years ago, Annalisa Koberger. Yes, it creates history. The most astounding thing for me, anyway, is these athletes are just 16. Kids, teenagers. And they're up against, I mean, this is the thing, they're up against super athletes from across the world. Legends, some of them. Much more experience. Medals already won from previous Winter Olympics. And at 16, just 16, it's stunning.